Appreciate
I had
you
a
too.
question about what Jim Jones was speaking about Decentraland. I never heard of that before, and I'm kind of getting familiar with the crypto and NFT space. And I just wanted to know if y'all can elaborate a little more on what Decentraland is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep a thousand with you. I can't. I gotta go research.
We spoke about that with 19 Keys, right?
Yeah. So it's a virtual world inside the virtual world, pretty much. I mean, I think that's the easiest way to put it. So virtual reality world that has a virtual reality world inside of it, from my understanding. I'll do more research on it for you, but that's the basic answer I can give for you.
Yeah.
Okay, my fault. Go ahead.
Go ahead, not go ahead, bro.
No, I was saying, is it something along the lines of NFTs where it's profitable, or is it just like a fantasy for children who play the Fortnite and stuff like that?
Virtual land is a world.
Yeah, I want to limit it.
NFT
to
is an item. So an NFT is that DMX album, rest in peace. You know what I mean? You can turn that into an NFT. Let's say DMX was still alive and he wanted to make a limited edition of that album, signed, autograph, hologram, whatever. And then people can pay for it. And it costs $2,000. Right. And they get the digital version of that. So that's the NFT, where it's actually an item that you're actually purchasing and you can resell an NFT. But Decentraland is more of actual a platform, a world. So once again, going back to the video game analogy, if you're familiar with Fortnite, Fortnite is the actual video game, but inside of Fortnite, you have other things. So you can buy skins. So skins would be kind of like a NFT because it's an in-app purchase. That's what they call it, in-app purchase, right?
Yeah, in-app purchase.
In-game purchase or whatever. So it's in the game, you're purchasing stuff inside of the game. So Decentraland is the supermarket. And then inside of Decentraland, you have a bunch of different stuff that you can actually purchase inside of the platform.
Yeah, NFTs are something you collect. And some people may not understand Fortnite. 2K is the My Player thing. In order to be better, you got to add skills. And so you got to purchase things to be better. So when we saw that concept years ago, we're like, oh, this is going to be the wave of the future. Yeah. So that's pretty much how it is. Appreciate you, Kavon.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, real quick, I'm going to just do the earnings report. Some of the companies, obviously, that we've spoken about and probably going to make a move on in the next couple of weeks. PayPal will be reporting on Wednesday. Square, shout out to Jamal. I know he's heavy on Square. That'll be reporting on Thursday along with Roku. And then Friday, one of my favorites, DraftKings will be reporting. So we'll see. Shout out to DraftKings. And let's see. Let's get a couple more. Danielle, we coming to you. Ian, they cut your lights out over there. What's going on?
Yeah, my light died. Something always breaks on my end. Your battery good this week.
Yeah, battery out. Good. You sound great. Danielle, what's up?
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys picked me.
It was the name.
My question to Ian is, I'm trying to decipher on your website the Alpha or the Stock Club. I really want to learn how to break down charts. So which one should I pick?
Are you long-term investing yet?
Yes.
What companies are you invested in?
Apple, Microsoft, DraftKings.
You're good. Right now. I'll tell you this. If you end up doing Stock Club, I'll do a one-on-one session with you on charting, a two-hour session with you as a bonus for free.
Okay. Sounds good. I hope that helps. So I'll just sign up tonight.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
You at work right now?
Yes, I am at work.
You dedicated. I appreciate you. I'm going to look out for you.
Might be an EMT or something. Shout out to all of us.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, okay.
You get into it.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Roku 268.44 would not be bad if it goes to that level.
What we got for Square, Ian?
Square is a new JP Morgan. If Square goes to 209.36, Infinity Stone. arguably, Jack may be one of the greatest CEOs of all time. He's running two publicly traded companies.
I want him to be the Microsoft CEO so damn bad, but I mean, their CEO is great, but what he's been able to do.
I don't think people really even understand that. Like two.
Man.
Shout out to Twitter.
Let's look, can we talk about Ethereum real quick before, just a little bit more in depth, so people might not be familiar with Ethereum.
Good.
So yeah, Ethereum is something that I've been invested in since 2017. And as I said earlier, I put more in the last couple of months. After that call with Francis for EY University, and then again after that. But the reason why Ethereum, I was always fond of Ethereum because like that's when it was first explained to me back when I first got into the space in 2017, was that, you know, Ethereum is like the highway, where you have a lot of stuff that's actually being built on Ethereum. Mm-hmm. And now with these NFTs, a lot of NFTs are being built on Ethereum, and a lot of NFTs are being purchased with Ethereum. So you can actually make an argument. It's probably not even an argument. Ethereum has more of a use case than Bitcoin, and it's more efficient than Bitcoin. So a lot of people, probably everybody has heard of Bitcoin. And recently, you know, with Dogecoin, everybody's been, you know, running crazy with that. But if you really want to look for some real value in a cryptocurrency, Ethereum is second to none, probably the most useful cryptocurrency that right there is. It's the second largest cryptocurrency as far as market capitalization. And today it definitely hit an all-time high of north of 3,400. It just retracted a little bit. But, you know, Ethereum is one of these coins that its growth over the last 4 or 5 years has actually been more than Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
1,200% rate of return in the last 12 months. Quietly, you know, I mean, people in the space know about Ethereum. It's not a secret, but
1,500%.
Okay. Ooh. It's not something that is talked about on the news every day. And it's not like, you know, like I said, if you're in crypto, you know about Ethereum, but if you are new to crypto or if you're a crypto novice, you might not have heard of Ethereum, or you might've just heard of it and not fully been aware of what's going on. So even when you purchase crypto, you have to purchase crypto with crypto. And like the altcoins are alternative coins, any coin like outside of Bitcoin. And most of the time you either have to use Bitcoin or Ethereum for most purchases. So Ethereum is something that I think is here to stay. Even Mike talked about that last week. And it's no surprise that it has reached an all-time high. And I think that it's going to continue to go. And, Ian
just went.
Ian's dead.
But my microphone is beautiful. Yo. You gotta love live, man. You gotta love live.
Last man standing. We that's it. We built for this. Yeah, I mean, we've always been bullish on Ethereum, and I think at the top of the year it was like 1,300, and we were just kind of saying like everybody's talking about Bitcoin, but look, Ethereum, the use case for it is obviously way more beneficial than Bitcoin at the point, and the fact that Ethereum too, right? A lot of people have been. Some of the negative comments have been like, oh, there's too much gas, it's moving too slow. And that's why, you know, a lot of things have been built because Ethereum was performing at that level, but they're having 2.0, which we don't know. They said probably in the next 6 months, it'll be here, which will be a vast improvement to the speed, and hopefully the gas fees will go down because of that. So yeah, man, it just makes too much sense for this space. It makes too much sense not to be involved in Ethereum.
My graduates from my school being Forbes.
Bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.